Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. So yesterday I was listening to the I'm Talking microcast by Joel, and he was talking about history. And as he talked through the different history options, he also talked about personal history. And as he was talking about it, he discussed how keeping a personal journal allows him to reflect on his own personal history. And it made me think about my challenges with journaling on some type of repetitive basis. And I thought about how I actually keep track of my personal history in a different way. I actually use my website. I track things I watch, things I read, things I eat, places I go. Of course, there's micro posts, I post photos, and I do them all both publicly and privately, because I can mark a private switch, and instead of it showing on my website to everyone, it can show it only to me when I log in. To me, this is a type of journaling. It's not I'm sitting down and writing what happened in my day, but it's a way of passively / actively recording what's happening to me as I go throughout my day. And one beautiful thing is that it allows me to have an on this day section where every day it shows me things that happened 1 year ago, 2 year ago, etc. On this day in my history. And it's been really exciting. There are times that I look at it every day, and there are times that I look to my wife and say, "Hey, honey, like this happened 3 years ago. Can you imagine that? How, you know, it's already been 3 years since that." And it's a time to bring back some good memories. It also reminds me of my dad, because my dad does it in a different way. When my dad was a young boy, his mom recorded everything that happened to her in a paper calendar. And so as a young boy, he started doing the same thing. And he has paper calendars that date back to when he was a kid, when he married my mom, and when we were young kids. And as technology progressed, he started to record that stuff in digital calendars instead of paper calendars. And so he has all sorts of digital calendars and paper calendars that keep track of events that happened and what he did on certain days, even just going to certain restaurants or going to certain events. And he will record that stuff after the fact rather than, you know, the standard calendar being used to predict what will happen. And so it's an actual historical record for him. And it just made me think about how each of us might record our lives differently, but it's important that we do it in some way, whether it's journaling like Joel did, whether it's recording it on our website like I am, or whether it's just jotting it down on a calendar like my dad and grandma did. There's something to recording what is happening to us and being able to look back and think about what happened several years ago or more, and think about who we were then and the choices we made, and the choices we're making now, and to do a little bit of reminiscing. So thanks for joining me today, and have a great day. This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.